Om Shanti. Today is Friday, 11th of May, 2018. The magic of blessings. Blessing from today's Sakar Murli. May you be an easy yogi who changes a situation as big as a mountain, pahad, into a cotton wool, rai, with the awareness of one word, Baba. In order to become an easy yogi, remember the one expression, my Baba. In order to become an easy yogi, just remember one word, my Baba. This is a very beautiful word. So just remember one word, my Baba. No matter what situation comes, even if it is bigger than the Himalayas, as soon as you say Baba, it becomes like a cotton wool, rui. A mustard seed, rye, is still a little hard and firm, but cotton wool is what? Soft and light. So no matter how big the situation is, maybe bigger than Himalayas, Himalayan situation, okay, it will become as light as cotton wool. So from Himalaya it becomes mustard seed, and from mustard seed it becomes cotton wool, parvat, rai, rui. This is a good topic. So when people of the world see it, they would ask how it could be done, whereas you would say that it can be done like this. As soon as you say Baba, it will touch your intellect what you have to do, and it will become easy. This is an easy yogi life. So Baba has given a beautiful solution to all the difficult situations of life. Or today you can make a list of all the Himalayan situations of life. What are the toughest situations that come in life? Where people will say this cannot be handled at all, and you will say this will be handled like this, this can be done like this. People will say this cannot be done, you will say this will be done like that. So list of Himalayan situations and how it becomes from mountain to mustard seed, and from mustard seed it becomes rui, cotton wool. So what is the solution? What is the expression Baba has said? What is that mantra? My Baba. So when I was thinking about this, when we use the word my Baba, about 7 different things come in our mind. The very word mera Baba or my Baba means you can do an entire Amrit Vela Yoga on this word, just my Baba. This one word, and you can have your entire Amrit Vela on this. The first thing when you say my Baba, it means belongingness, apnapan. What it creates is belongingness. Baba is mine. The first thing is, he is mine. That sense of belongingness, or you can even go up to the stage of possessiveness. You start possessing him. He is mine. Means nobody can take him. Even that to that extent. Sort of obsession. So, whenever you say mera Baba, the first thing, the word mera Baba means apnapan. You are feeling he is mine, my belongingness. That feeling of possessiveness. So that is the first meaning of the word my Baba. Second meaning is relationship. Second meaning is sambandh. Whenever you say my Baba means now I am related to him in many different ways. Just as in Laukik they say my child, my wife, my husband, my house. Just as you see, this is my pen, my duster, my board, my class, my enemy. So you say anything my, you are somewhere related to that person. So here the moment you say my Baba, there are two people, one is my, another is Baba. So now when you connect, my Baba means you are related. So relationship has come. So, and here you can then establish any relationship out of the 108 or more than that. Anything, whatever you want. So the word my Baba, the second meaning of that is sambandh. My relationship with, all my relationships are with one Baba. Everything is with him. No, with not with any human beings. I am related only with him. So this is the second meaning. The third meaning is when I say my Baba means I am his. This is from my side, my Baba. Now this is from his side. that you are mine. I am saying my Baba, and he is in fact in that word. This is included, that now I am no more anybody's. I am his. I am his property. I am his. He is possessive about me. He wants me to be his. So I am his. This is the third meaning of the word my Baba. Main uska. Here we are saying wo mera. Here I am saying main uska. This is included in that. I am his. So this is the third meaning. The fourth meaning is love. Means when I say my Baba, means I love him the most. Because whom we say my? It's mostly said for those who are, we are very much closely related to it. So it means I am having full love in him. My all love belongs to him. My love is for him. He is my love. The whole, my crush is on him. So the thing is, the fourth meaning of my Baba means I am in love with God. I have fallen in love with God. Paramatma, Prem. So this is the fourth meaning. Fifth meaning of love is readiness to do anything. Because I love him means I am ready to do anything for him. The greatest definition of that love, you lay down your life for the one you love. So means I can do anything for him. If he tells me do this, I will do it. Because that is the definition of love. Otherwise, how will it will be proven that I love him? I love him means I do anything for him. Everything, whatever he tells, do this, I will do everything for him. Yesterday, Murli Baba said, handing over means, Srimat means hand over everything to Baba. So, he has said something means, I have to do this. So, doing everything for him. Go ahead and do everything, whatever he says, his Srimat, follow everything. So, this is the fifth meaning. Sixth meaning of my Baba means, he is my canopy. Means whenever we say, like, I am related to president, he is my sister, he is my brother, cousin brother. So I say like that. It means I have his protection, his canopy, his chhatra chaya. The moment I say my Baba means Baba is protecting me. He is my protection, he is my safeguard. I am under the canopy of that, under the shade, under the canopy, under the protection of Baba or God. So the last meaning is, sixth meaning is canopy. And the last meaning of the word my Baba means, when I say my God or my Baba, now everything that is his is mine. So he says that all the souls are my children. So my Baba means all the whole world is mine. None is stranger, none is alien to me. All belong to me. All souls of this earth are mine. He says, I am the father of all the souls. It means that I am all the souls of this world belong to me. It is my family, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Because it is his. So it creates the feeling of universal brotherhood when we say my Baba. So these are the seven different meanings of the one word, my Baba. Whenever you use the word my Baba, just start churning. Even at the time of yoga, you can have this into a yoga, like belongingness. Go to the subtle world and say Baba. Baba is in front of you and you say the word my Baba. Means apnapan. I belong to you. It's all my relationship with you. Now I am yours. I am no more. I do not belong to this world. No human being of this world has any right over me. Because I belong to you. Then all my love is for him. I am ready to do anything for his. If he orders me to do this, I am ready to do that. So readiness. And then canopy, I am under his canopy, under his prachhatra chaya, all the time. So Baba said, if any problem comes, mountain will become mustard seed will become cotton wool. Mountain, Himalayan circumstances, they will reduce to as if they are light, no weight. And the last is, since I say my Baba means I cannot have any hatred, any jealousy, any feeling of grudge for anybody on this soul, on this planet earth. Everybody of this planet earth belong to me. This is a new life that I have got. And this is the mantra of new life. In today's Murli, something very different from this Vardhan, Baba has used one word, Vidyut Mandali. Vidyut Mandali in Banaras, there they give the title of Saraswati. Actually, the Saraswati is Jagdamba. I'm not talking about Vidyut, I don't know what is that Vidyut Mandali, but the word Mandali is very precious because this word was used by a spiritual guru, Meher Baba, for his inner circle. Meher Baba had used this word for his inner circle, Mandali. Some people have used the word like commune, some people have used the word ashram, inner circle, or internal people. So he has used the word Mandali. Why I am telling you Mandali is that because in 1949, Meher Baba and his 20 followers, they went on a mission that was called New Life. And in that mission, they had three aims. No aim, aimlessness, give up all the aims of the worldly aims, give up all hopes, give up all the desires. Nothing we want of this world. And they just roamed all over India, begging, living just only on divine sustenance. They didn't want anything. For more than two years, they called it a phase of divine new life renunciation. They moved in the world without any possessions, without any belonging, and just like that, 20 people, they moved everywhere, all over India, and they called it new life renunciation. They depended only on God. That's it. If He wills, we will get food, and careless about what we are getting to eat or not getting to eat, where we are sleeping, where we are not sleeping. A complete renunciation, tyag. So that they called new life renunciation. And since the Baba has used Mandali, and he had called these 20 people as a Mandali in his new life. There are a lot of books written on this new life of Meher Baba. And then ultimately he came to Maharashtra near Ahmednagar. He settled down for rest of the life and he was mon. He started his mon in silence in 1925 till 1969. He communicated only with signals. Just with signals, no talk, total silence. And that's why this was he called new life, but it's actually ours is a new life. And in this new life, this is the mantra, my Baba. So let this mantra get infused in our daily lives fully, that we feel belongingness only to Him. None of this, I don't feel that sort of moho or affinity to anybody, but except Baba. Here at the last stage is the ultimate stage. That is the last stage where you feel the whole world is mine. But first you have to start with, actually the journey of Vishwa Kalyan begins with Ghrina or Nafrat for the world. You start hating the whole world because I don't want anything of this world. And then you reach the highest stage that I love the whole world. Because first stage you are trying to get rid of your moha, your attachment. So the first stage is belongingness, second stage is start all relationships with Him, then start feeling I am His. He is mine and I am His, that's it. Nobody can come in between. Do not allow rather anybody to come into this. Nobody should dare to come between you and God. It is a very personal affair. In this love affair, Mia Bibi, no Qazi can come in between. Okay, so take care of that. And love for Him. I can do anything for Him. Readiness, willingness, desire, burning desire to follow His will, His Srimat, and do everything for Him. Baba said, this is a very sweet knowledge. Today He said, it is a sweet knowledge. To grasp that sweetness of this knowledge. Even at some other place in the last paragraph of today's Murli, Baba said, while staying in the Pravritti Marg, in the path of family, just remember one Baba. And forget just forget everyone else. So, and then canopy, experiencing canopy. My Baba means His canopy is there. It's not that we keep on saying my Baba and still crying. We keep on saying my Baba and no experience. Why? Because we are not going into the depth of the word my Baba. This simple word has a deep connotation, deep meaning. Simply saying my Baba and shouting slogans of my Baba is not going to help. This my Baba should come from the very depth of the heart, from the heart of hearts, from the core of the heart. It every recess, every inner corner and nooks and crevices of the heart, every ventricle and auricles, every chamber of the heart should, from that it should emanate my Baba. So the last is whole love for the whole family. So this is the meaning of the word my Baba. So churn on this meaning more. Om Shanti.